Jerry Bader Show. I've got a couple of topics. I've actually got a ton of stuff I want to get to. But I've got a couple of topics that are from where it's one of these, actually two of them, where life is show prep. Let me set this up, and I am going to tell you how I feel about this. And I may get myself in trouble with HR because I can tell you that our company has this policy. In fact, that's where I'll start. Okay. Well, do you need to play some music or something? Okay. Where I want to start with this is we actually had training, a couple of weeks ago. We managers on the hiring process, and I am a manager in this company besides being a talk show host. And one of the things that we were instructed is when you are interviewing an applicant, so this is someone you think is a contender for the job, they must disclose their salary history. They cannot say, well, it's negotiable. And I asked, this was a conference call, and I asked, and I said, well, okay, what if they say they don't want to? Does that mean they're not a candidate for the job? And the way it was answered is, we need to know their salary history. Yes, it is a new policy. We need to know their salary history. I haven't applied for a job in a long time. I have never surrendered my salary history because you're giving away your chief negotiating tool, particularly your current income. Well, that's why companies want it, because that puts them in a position of strength in bargaining. There are a couple of reasons, actually, why they would want it. One is, well, if you're making substantially less than maybe what they're willing to pay for the job, they can lowball you. Let's just pick a round number. Let's say the job pays $100,000 a year, and you're a top candidate and you're making 70. There's another top candidate and they're making 125. Well, guess what? They are no longer a top candidate and you are, and you're probably going to make about 75 or 80. They're going to figure you're going to want a little bump to take the job. Here's another reason, and it was kind of built into the example I just gave. They may want to exclude you. If you're making 125 and the job pays, or what they would hope for it to pay is 75, well, we can't afford him or her. I thought of this topic because someone in my life did just apply for a job, and that person was very surprised, not surprised, but disappointed. It's an online application form. And if you don't put a number in there, you cannot proceed. By the way, almost everybody's doing that. You can't proceed. So you have to give your salary history. Here's the question, and I'll tell you what I think in advance before we take calls. Should companies be allowed to do this? I found several things on this. One is from the PBS NewsHour, and they're headhunter Nick Corcadelios, he's the expert that they turn to. He said, never, ever, 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 ever disclose your salary. You're giving up your bargaining tool. Well, what if they press it? Basically, what he said is, try to be diplomatic, but in the end, say, look, I'm not going to give you my salary history. And by law, they can't go to your employer and ask, so you can lie about it anyway. What most experts say is don't give up your salary. And if it means don't get the job, then you don't get the job. But now I don't know. I'm guessing most employers now are doing this. So if it's become a standard practice in industry to ask for your current salary or salary history, if you just decide you're going to say no, you're not going to get any jobs, and those who say yes are. I don't like regulating companies in these matters. But here's the case I'm going to make. If there's such a thing as age discrimination, can't there be such a thing as wage discrimination? And I would argue that that's in essence what this is. All right, suppose I am making too much money. Suppose I am making $150 and the job pays $90. Well, we can't afford him. How do you know I don't have other motives? By the way, this happens in this industry all the time. There are people in the major markets who are willing to work in smaller radio markets because they're tired of the rat race. They're tired of a tiny little electronic device ruling their fate, the ratings measurement device, and they're willing to take, in some cases, a dramatic pay cut to work in a smaller market. I think there are things that you can't be asked. I know you don't have a constitutional right to privacy in the Roe v. Wade sense. I realize that. But I think there should be limits on what an employer can extract from you. Otherwise, you're excluded from consideration. And that's what a lot of companies are doing now. Tell us what you're making or you won't be considered for the job. I think it's wrong that companies do that. I think it borders on discrimination. And I think as a conservative, now some of you as conservatives will say, what, you want more regulation on company? Well, the individual liberty conservative in me is like, I shouldn't have to disclose that. They can ask, but I should be able to say no. And if it excludes me from the job, then I guess it excludes me from the job. But if they're all going to do it, then it really is mandatory. And they are all turning to it. I would resist the temptation for now to say that this should be regulated out of existence, but I disagree with the practice. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I'd be okay with that as long as they tell me how much that position is currently paying their current employee that I'm replacing.
That's what I always turn around, or at least, and this is, and by the way, Chris, this is what they advise you to do. They say, well, what range are you talking? Now, and I have done that for prospective employees. Say, look, here's about what it's going to pay. Yeah, well, that's not going to work for me. Well, thanks. Good luck in what you do. And they say good luck in me. And that's fine. But
exactly.
But see, employers don't want to give that range.
Well, if they don't give it, then I wouldn't give it.
Right. But now, okay, fair enough. But what happens if every employer, and that's where this is going, goes to this policy? You're going to just not get a job?
No, I'd just be self-employed like I currently am.
Well, that's right. You know, I mean, there is that. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jim and Howard. Jim, go ahead.
Well, you and Chris pretty much stole a little bit of my thunder while I was on hold, but there was the discrimination aspect. I can't tell the difference between that and age discrimination. And I got a feeling this will come to a court at some time. But what can you be discharged, for example, for lying on your application? I think you can. What if you put down an incorrect salary and they discover it? Is that falsification of an application?
It would be, but they shouldn't ever be able to discover it because even after you leave a company, they shouldn't disclose your salary.
That's true.
You know, so they shouldn't. But you bring up what I think is another good point here, Jim. People then just lie however they think they need to lie to make this work out. But I think there are some things they shouldn't be able to ask me about my sex life. They shouldn't be able to ask me if I watch porn. They shouldn't be able to ask me if I drink. You know, they shouldn't be able to do that. Now they
didn't just rule you can't ask about even your internet stuff. Isn't there some court case?
Well,
they can't ask you for your Facebook passwords and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that came up too, and I completely disagreed with that. And I remember talking to lawmakers who said, "Well, we don't like to regulate these things." Now I agree with that, Jim. But what happens if it becomes a universal standard in corporate America to do these things? Well, then you really don't have a choice to go find another employer. Thanks a lot for the call. To Al in De Pere. Al, go ahead.
I've been asked that question a couple of times in the last couple of years. And I always go to a much higher wage and say that if it's right company and I see the potential for promotion, I would work for quite a bit less.
Here's the problem, Al. I don't think it is relevant or shouldn't be relevant to the hiring process at all. What I think is relevant is what do they think the job is worth. Let me give you, how is this any different? And employers women used to be told this. Boy, if this happened today, the you-know-what would hit the fan. When they would go in for a raise for their current employer, their employer would say, well, you have a husband who has a good living. You don't need more money. Of course, the same employer would say needing more money isn't a reason for the raise. They try to play it both ways. Well, no, you don't come in here and ask for more money because you need it. You come in here and ask for more money because you deserve it. But I'm going to not give you more money because you don't need it. And employers have played that double standard. You would never get away with that today, yet you can discriminate by asking me what I'm paying now. You're trying to factor in how much money I need. How much money I need is none of your damn business. And as such, I don't think you should be required. And now I've done a lot of research on this. You're not required to. You can just walk away from the job. And you can say, no, I'm not going to give you that. And they might be able to not hire you because of that. And right now, that's actually not illegal. As I said, I hate to think about asking for more regulation. I never like to do that. But if this becomes a universal standard, I think it is an unlevel playing field. I'm always willing to negotiate. And as Chris said earlier, well, tell me what the person is making right now. Otherwise, what you've done is taken all the negotiating power away from me. I said I would never want to belong to a union. Well, a big part of that is because I want to negotiate my own salary. And there might be reasons why I'm making far less than the job would pay. You just want to know what I'm making so you can lowball me. That shouldn't be relevant in the hiring process. Am I the right employee, and what value does the job bring? Shay in Green Bay. Shay, go ahead.
Hey, Jared. You know, on this issue, like another issue, I had a discussion with somebody once where I favored, I guess you'd call it government regulation. They said to me that, hey, look, you know, how are you conservative if you favor government regulation? But good law is law that guarantees more freedom for people. I mean, what is the Constitution of the United States other than law that establishes or defends at least freedom for individuals? And so I think that we've got to get away from saying that, you know, we're against regulation. We are against burdening people with regulation. But this isn't burdening. This is freeing.
Well,
if we would say you can't do this.
You could argue it's a burden to a degree because it makes it tougher for them to negotiate, whereas it makes it easier for you to negotiate. It's kind of a zero-sum game there.
But people have individual rights, and yes, businesses are owned by people and have rights too, but then you got to keep the playing field level as opposed to saying, okay, we're going to put all the benefit on one side here. And it's guaranteeing liberty for everybody.
Yeah, and right now, they do have the advantage. And it's true, Shay, thanks a lot for the call. You can just say, no, I'm not going to tell you. But it'll probably cost you the job. If it costs you the job, it costs you the job. That works in a world where not all employers are doing it. I don't know what percentage of employers are doing it. I think it's very, very high. And I think this is a new development where you are being told in the application process, if you don't put down a number, you will not be considered. And I really do have a problem with that. And I understand why. Look, I get why companies do it. To Jan in Green Bay. Jan, go ahead.
Thank you for this one. This is very personal to me. First, I'd like to say that the quality of the work is remembered far long after the cost is paid. And if this company really needs to know what you're being paid, you're wondering if they're envying you or evaluating you along the way. What is going on there? You know, the cost of somebody has a lot to do with the kind of professionalism that a person has. If you're a good professional, as I was, and I was well rewarded because it was the longest held job I had. It was the most satisfying. It was the most fun. I worked with the best people, and I made the most money.
Well, Jan, I'm going to let you run, but here's what I would say. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the best candidate for the cheapest price. I don't begrudge employers that. And as I said, while there is not a constitutional right to privacy, I think there should be some limits on what they can ask about your personal life. And what I make is nobody's damn business. That includes someone who wants to hire me. And I would refuse to disclose it, but if I needed a job, which I don't right now, I mean, if someone approached me and was interested in my services and then asked me, I'd say, no, I'm not telling you that. I don't want this job that badly. But if you're in need of a job and every company's going to be doing it, you don't have that choice. To Jennifer in Pulaski. Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, when they ask me my salary, I ask them, well, you know, the pay that you're offering me is only one part. I need to understand, you know, the 401k or the health benefits. I need to understand all the benefits that you're offering with this job, not just the salary, so that I can understand what I'm leaving for, you know, the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have gotten that in the first interview. Sometimes I've gotten in the second interview. Sometimes they've sent me online. But, I mean, you really need to understand the whole thing because depending on how much you're putting away in 401k or how much you're paying for health insurance will depend on how much you get in your paycheck every week.
Well, yeah, that's exactly true. What I'm advocating for here, Jennifer, and I think is what you just said, is a level playing field. If you want to know how much I need, then I should have – then if I'm going to negotiate, I should know what it's paying right now. I mean, it's and all of those other things that you pointed out. Thanks a lot for the call. One more call on this segment. Bill in Waupaca. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Back in 2000, I left a union shop job and went to a non-union shop. And I was asked, how much do you make an hour? And I told them, and they said, well, we'll get back to you if we can give you this job or not. And they called me back, oh, we can't pay you this much. We'll have to be about a dollar and a half hour less than you were making. I took the job.
See, okay, and that's fine if they don't exclude you. But I think what happens in many cases, thanks a lot for the call, is they say, oh, we can't afford it. As I said, that I've experienced that in radio, where someone who's worked in a major radio market, And you ask what they make, and they tell you. And then you find out it's not the primary importance to them. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, 953.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.